Former president of Blind Veterans UK, Ray Hazan, reflects on his first experiences with the charity and how, despite his injuries, he considers himself to be a lucky man.
The first St Dunstan I ever met, well, very appropriately, it was actually Lord Fraser of Lonsdale, who was chairman of the charity for 53 years. He'd been blinded on the Somme in 1916. I was actually in the military hospital at Millbank, and Lord Fraser obviously was coming up to London to the House of Lords to do business, and he popped in to see me. And I shall never forget his visit, although I can't remember what we spoke about, but obviously he was pep-talking me for the future. I was sitting on the edge of my bed and he sat in a chair opposite me, and at one stage he leant forward and tapped me on the knee to emphasise a point. And I remember thinking, well, how the devil does he know where my knee is? And in a way, that one simple gesture is still with me today. And it was the, I suppose, the normality of somebody who couldn't see doing a simple gesture that many people could do. I mean, when you wake up in hospital and they say to you, you know, sorry, old lad, but you ain't going to see again, and you feel bits and pieces are missing and so on, you think, well, that's the end of the world, really, the end of life as I know it, which that's certainly true. Then to look back on what has happened since, I mean, none of it would have happened had I not been injured. So I am the eternal optimist. I've had once-in-a-lifetime experiences which never, never in a month of Sundays would have even thought about had I not been injured. So I've been very, very lucky. I mean, it started off being in the right place at the wrong time, to, you know, being in the right place at the right time. You know, a lot of this is luck. But you can, I think, influence your own luck by being positive, accepting every opportunity that you're granted, to have a go and push out your horizons. And I've been lucky to be in that position.